ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ, ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ 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 ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਪਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ, ਪਦ ਪੰਕਜ ਬੰਦਨ। ਸਿਮਰੋ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੋਖ ਨਿਕੰਦਨ, ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਗੋਰ ਹਿਰਦੈ ਧਿਆਵੋ ਜੀ, ਹਿਰਦੈ ਧਿਆਵੋ। ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ, ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਬੇਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ, ਬਿਗਨਨ ਕੇ ਨਾਸਕ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੁਭ ਸੁਮਤ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ਕ, ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰ ਰਾਇ ਨਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ, ਨਮੋ ਕਰ ਜੋਰੀ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਮਨਾਏ ਬਹੋਰੀ, ਤੇਗ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ ਜੀ, ਪਰਮ ਕਿਰਪਾਲਾ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਬੇਸਾਲਾ, ਤਰੋਂ ਤਰਾਂ ਪਰ ਪੁੰਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਸੀਸਾ ਜੀ, ਪੁੰਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਸੀਸਾ। ਬੰਦੋਂ ਬਾਰ ਬਾਰ ਜਗਦੀਸਾ, ਦੋਹਰਾ ਜਿਸ ਮੈਂ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੈ, ਮਾਨਕ ਭਗਤ ਵਿਰਾਗ, ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉਦਦ ਬੰਦੋ ਕਰ ਅਨੁਰਾਗ। ਸਲੋਕ ਡੰਡੋਤ ਬੰਦਨ ਅਨਕ ਬਾਰ, ਸਰਬ ਕਲਾ ਸਮਰੱਥ, ਡੋਲਨ ਤੇ ਰੱਖ ਹੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇ ਕਰ ਹੱਥ। ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਪਰੇ ਹਮ ਅਪਰਾਧੀ, ਕਿਆ ਮੋਹ ਲੈ ਬੋਲੇ ਨਾ ਹਮ ਗੁਣ, ਨਾ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਾਦੀ, ਦੁਬਦੇ ਪਾਥਰ ਮੇਲ ਲਿਓ, ਤੁਮ ਆਪੇ ਸਾਚ ਨਾਮ ਅਬਨਾਸੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਰੇ ਨਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਜੋਗਾ, ਆਪੇ ਕਰੇ ਕਰਾਵੇ ਸੋ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਆਪੇ ਬਖਸ ਲਏ ਸੁਖ ਪਾਏ, ਸਦ ਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਨਿਵਾਸੀ ਹੈ। ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀਓ, ਮੋਹੇ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ, ਮੋਹੇ ਅਨਾਥ ਦਾਸ ਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਵਾਰੀ ਸਾਧਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਫਤਿਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ। ਗੱਜ ਵੱਜ ਕੇ ਆਖੋ ਜੀ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਅਗੇਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਡੇ ਇਨ ਵਿੱਚ we get to bask in the presence of Dhan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So, as we're sitting in Guru Maharaj Ji's charan, Guru Maharaj Ji de vich dhyan tar de hoye, phir fateh da jawab fateh vich bakhsho, nal das nu asisan bakhsho. Give me your blessing so for the time that I will talk, that it be within the boundaries of Gurmat. Kripa karke phir fateh da jawab fateh vich bakhsho, aankho dwaare Waheguru Ji ka Khalsa, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਟੂਡੇ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਔਨ ਭਾਈ ਅਮਨਦੀਪ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਬੀਬੀ ਅਮਨ ਕੌਰ, ਦੇਅਰ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਟੁੱਕ ਪਲੇਸ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਅਸ, ਵੀ ਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ, ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਟੋਪਿਕ ਵਿਸ਼ਾ ਔਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਸੋ ਕੀਪਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਫਰੈਸ਼ ਔਨ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਟਾਕ in context of the grihasth dharm. Kyunki I remember receiving a wedding card a while ago, and in there the shabdavali or the wording was so eloquent that it said that basically a transition was to, on this day, this person is entering into the grihastha dharm or prigrihastha dharm de vich pravesh hon lagya. With those wording and trying to understand for those people that have taken a step into the grihastha dharm, what Guru Nanak Dev Sache Patshah has mentioned to the yogis of Sumer Parbat, KK Shabd Onde Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Jidavich, openly, Khulasa Karde, open up and tell what is the Dharm of a Grihasthi. Grih, Grih meaning home, Sat, Sat meaning truth, the people that build their home on the foundation of truth. Grihastha dharm. So we have dharm, what we say as our sikhi dharm. Within these, they have certain sections in which what we reserve as the grihastha dharm, or a householder person who lives a married life. And as a wagon requires two wheels to move forward, having a husband and a wife, Guru Maharaj says, with bhakti as the baal or the ox moving forward, and Guru Maharaj's updesh steering it, then what can happen is this wagon can have direction. Paramarthara or adhyatma marg, meaning a spiritual path towards Paramatma. Now in certain dharms or certain beliefs in certain parts of dharms, because when we say a dharm and we say either a Christian religion or we say a Muslim religion, they have branches too. So, within the Christian dharm, there's a branch that doesn't believe that their priests should be married. Now, this Sochani was not just in their time. It was prevalent all across the globe at that period of time in our history. And still is to a large part. And what happened is that if you have that belief, and we have that, and we bring this belief into Sikhi, then how do we expect Bhagats, Gursikhs to come into homes where that home, where that person doesn't believe in marrying, if that person is going to commit to a life of Bhakti? Something to think about, if where one person, a husband or a wife, now aren't a husband and a wife because they chose not to marry. These individuals have said that we're going to commit our life to doing bhakti. We're going to life to doing devotional worship of Guru Granth Sahib Ji. By doing so, these were the candidates. These were the candidates in which bhagats were going to spring up like flowers and blossom. These were the candidates where their home would have such a purity or pavitrata that these ruah, these spiritual beings would come within their home to fulfill one last life in which they will merge with the Almighty Creator. So grihastharm is important. Grihastharm not just for yourself, because you have a sad sangat that forms with two, and we've mentioned the pankti before, that doe saad sang the pav, that with two gursikhs, now you have sangat. Where one person would be, when one person, alas hove ude dil de vich, that they have laziness within them, but another person comes beside them, all of a sudden, that alas will decrease to a certain degree. So within our dharm, panch sanskara, mentioned it before, and the fourth one that we've mentioned is the anandakar sanskara. And this is a doorway into the grihastha dharm. A grihastha dharm that Pai Gurdas Ji would say, sakal dharm mein grihastha pradhan hai. Piche bolna ji, sakal dharm mein ਬੋਟ ਢਿੱਲੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉੱਚੀ ਬੁਲੰਦ ਬੁਲੰਦ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਲਾਊਡ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਬੋਲੋ ਸਕਲ ਧਰਮ ਮੈਂ ਗ੍ਰਸਤ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਫੋਰਮੋਸਟ ਅਬਵ ਆਲ There's ashrams in India. Ashram meaning stages. Right? One stage of a student that learns, then a married life, then person renouncing a lot of the things in the world, then going into the bushes and doing their bhakti. These four ashrams, and they considering the grihastharam to be the lowest. Well, in Sikhi, it was the pyramid was flipped over. And the grihastharam was shown that it's the highest form. But that's why you have to understand a certain traits about the grihastharam. And that's why we have to start with our first guru. Dhan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Sache Padshah, Das got a chance to visit the spot where Guru Maharaj's wedding happened. That wedding happened when we were traveling through India. You'll hear two shabds or two villages. There are probably more, but to my knowledge, at that time I'd heard one place where it was mentioned as Baba Bakala. And then I thought somebody was mistakenly saying Baba Bakala, but they were saying Baba Batala. When I heard Baba Batala, I said, there's no such place. You're probably mentioning Baba Bakala. We already visited that Pavitrasthan. No, they said there's a Baba Batala too. And that Baba Batala is the place where Tan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, Sache Padshah, has two gurdwaras. One, Jithe Janya Aisi, or the congregation with the boy when they arrived at the marriage spot in Batala. They had arrived, and at that point where Guru Nanak Dev Ji had rested, there is a wall, an old wall, that was close to falling. And one Birdamai saw that there was a possibility that the wall might fall. She had come to Guru Nanak Dev Ji and said, that dekho, ha kandh deg sakdi hai. Maharaj says, eh, tal rahogi, in its position. It was leaning a little bit, but eh, tal rahogi, jis tarah hegi hai. They were haran, they were amazed, and to this day that wall stays in this very position. Where any architect would tell you at that point, this is not going to exist, especially of the material that it was made of. But to this day it stands without any support. Then not far from that spot, as you work your way through this bazaar, through a marketplace, you'll find this one spot. You can't pick out the Gurdwara very easily, and you'll go into this sasthan where this took place. This is an actual photo of Guru Nanak Dev Ji on his wedding day. And when the wedding was about to take place, the pandit at that time, that was their chief priest who was going to move this religious ceremony forward, and had a spot where they're going to have a fire going. And they placed certain items into the fire to provide a smell and to keep the fire going, such as oil, nuts, and these kind of things. They put them into the fire. And at that time, Guru Nanak Dev Ji did something to add meaning to an empty tradition. There's an empty tradition sitting there, but there's meaning now going in. That's why I tell you, one thing is that if you're part of the Sikhi Dharam, khojo, search, there's meaning sitting behind everything. There's meaning behind why you're matha taking. There's meaning behind why we do pradashana or prakarma. There's meaning behind the colors that we wear. There's meaning behind everything. There is no pakhand. And Sache Padshah, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, what is his amar words, the immortal words that come from Asa Diwar, Shodi Le Pakhanda. A Guru Sache Padshah that would say such words himself would not adorn any pakhand or hypocrisy. A hypocrite is a person that on the outside is doing something but has no soj boj inside, is not aware and has no meaning inside. That's why I tell you, a lot of us are growing up in Sikhi Dharam. But after the meaning starts coming out, That's when your sikhi will grow inside. We have to find those meanings. Guru Maharaj doesn't want us to do this emptily. A lot of the people here and across the globe, what they'll do is they'll come and matha take, but they don't know what they're matha taking to. Like a child that's been taught how to matha take, he doesn't understand which direction he's going to matha take. All he knows, he has to put his head forward. And we haven't progressed from that. Progressing from that is very important, because what Guru Nanak Dev Ji did that day, he said there would be no fire that he's going to do prakarma around. Prakarma meaning that circle around, walking around. Now there's meaning behind that too. There's a pankti in Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that comes, Hom Vari, Jio Vari, Satguru Charan Samavaneya. While I walk, Sache Pasha, around you, while I walk around you, I forsake my ego, I forsake that I'm this being or this body, I give my life over to you. Jio, my jivan, I give it all over to you. Though I can never be a sacrifice for you, a sacrifice is a person that would give up their life for a person to save their life. How can you save Guru Maharaj's life? Guru Maharaj is abhinasi. He'll never perish. But yet we do this as a gesture of love. Doing this as a gesture of love, we say, Hom Vari, that there's no I, me, my. If there's strength in these feet to walk around you, it's because you gave it to me. Jio Vari, that I give this life, meaning I give this life over to you, I have no asa. Pon Daan Ka Kare Sareer, that whatever I'm going to give to you now, it's going to be in Pon Daan, to you. In good deeds I'll perform for this panth, I'll do it and make it part of this sareer that main tonu arpan kar ditta. Be careful, you're doing this around Guru Maharaj Ji, but yet you don't understand. Satgur Charan, and then matha tekde hoye apa ki kehne ha, Satgur Charan Samavaneya, that I merge with you while I grasp onto your feet. Inside there'll be simran, outside there'll be the gesture of holding on to Guru Maharaj Ji's feet. Khalsa Ji, when Maharaj Ji said this vak, at that time, which comes out of our ityas, vicharanwala, meaning that it's worth understanding. What's the words? Guru Dware Hamra Vyaho Jehoa. Vyaho, I also want you to understand what it means. Vya, Vya, meaning first meeting. First meeting between who? A husband and a wife. Or a future husband and a wife, meaning their union. That's why there's no such thing as dating in Sikhi, because that defeats the name of Vyah. It comes at that point when the marriage happens, their union, coming together. Vyah. Well, here, Guru Dware. When we say Guru Dware, we mean Guru's door. But we also mean going around Guru Sahib. Jimei kehde ho that ode dware hoke aa jao, going through and going around that place. When Maharaj Ji said this, holding two meanings both within the same pankti, Guru Dware Hamra Vyaho Je Hoa, that going to Guru Maharaj Ji's door is the place where my marriage will take place. Does it mean with another partner, or does it mean with Guru Maharaj Ji? It means both. That at a place where two will work together as Sangat to work their ways towards Paramatma, as a unit, as one, though two bodies but working as one on the inside, having the same likes and dislikes. Dislikes for the worldly world, likes towards Guru Maharaj Ji, and whatever is embodied around Guru Maharaj Ji, such as Seva and Simran. Guru Dware Hamra Vyao Je Hoa. Then, what Guru Maharaj Ji performed that day was took a ramala and placed it in the place where they were going to build the fire. A ramal, and then on top of it, on a kagaj, Guru Maharaj Ji wrote, Ik Oankar Satnam Karta Purkh Nirpao Nirvair ਅਕਾਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਅਜੁਨੀ ਸਹਿਪੰਗ ਗੁਰਪ੍ਰਸਾਦ ਰੁਤ ਮਹਾਮੰਤਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੰਥ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਦ ਵੇਰੀ ਫੋਰਮ ਆਫ ਅਕਾਲ ਪੁਰਖ ਹੀ ਰੋਟ ਇਟ ਔਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਪਲੇਸਡ ਇਟ ਨਾਓ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਵਨ ਪਾਰਟ ਐਨ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਪਾਰਟ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਪਲੇਸ ਟੂ ਸਟਾਰਟ to change this marriage ceremony around, it started with what we're going to walk around. Who we're going to do a gesture to of love. Who we're going to talk to. So the heart of a wedding ceremony is Guru Shabd, is the very form of Paramatma. Dhan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Where the Mahamantra was written at that time, then Guru Maharaj Ji ne pradakshina kiti or lava hoiya. Lava meaning walking around, parakarma. Lava meaning updesh, Guru Maharaj Ji's teachings. Walking around Guru Maharaj Ji now has meaning because Guru Nanak Dev Ji placed it there. Now, I'm going to tell you something is that over time, when these dide or these eyes keep looking at things, but aren't trying to understand anything with their buddhi, with their third eye, by understanding with their buddhi, they're not trying to understand what's happening here, then what happens is that other eyesight starts to blur. And the two eyes that you're typically watching the environment with, those just tell you what you see on the outside. That's how we discriminate. That's how we look upon people. We look upon people and their figures. And with these eyes, this is what sends us through the vices of lust to choose partners. But when these eyes are controlled through Guru Maharaj's Marg and Updesh, and Guru Maharaj enlightens the Buddhi, which is called Gurmat Buddh, that this person starts to see and have insight on what we're doing. When you're reliant on two eyes, which are organs, or sensory organs, or sensory faculties on this body, well, you're always going to fall into faults and making mistakes by judgment based solely on your eyes. Those eyes have to deep say, no, there's something else that I have to look inside of. So, ji, odon pao, ਜਦੋਂ ਸਮਝ ਪਿਆਊਗੀ ਗਿਆਨ ਆਊਗਾ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਕਮਸ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਆਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਪਖੰਡ ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਪੋਕ੍ਰੇਸੀ ਔਰ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਹਿਪੋਕ੍ਰਿਟਸ ਇਨ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਕਲਾਸਿਸ ਆਮ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਯੂ ਦ ਬਚਨਸ ਆਰ 33 ਸਵੇਏ ਉਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਭੇਖ ਐਂਡ ਪਰਮ ਭੇਖ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ having meaning on the inside. So, moving on to Tan Sri Guru Amar Das Ji. 22 masand thape, or 22 manjiyan thapiyan, meaning that 22 pracharaks, preachers of the Sikhi Dharam that Guru Amar Das Ji contributed. And you see a photo here of all of them, in which there's istriyan, or Sikh, Sikhni, Donne, together. And there will be one image there that you'll see, Jidh Kes Chitta. There'll be a couple. One of them on the lower left corner, you see, is a Pai Paru. He would earn the name or nickname of Paramhans. Paramhans. Hans being a bird that is said to go within a lake called Mansarovar and only feed on jewels. And that analogy used for Gursikhs. Khalsa ji, Pai Paro ji, Paramhans, Sharda enni si, jithon prachar kita, net ona, and Guru Maharaj ji de pradakshina karne, prakarma karke matha tekna. Sareer bird ho gaya si, par atma balwan si. Meaning that the body was trying to had become compromised in going towards Guru Maharaj Ji, It wasn't strong enough, but the Atma said, no, you have to make your way to Guru Sache Pasha. You've heard this story where Guru Amar Das Ji had this one horse. If you let this horse out in any place far away from Guru Amar Das Ji, this horse, with such an intuition that Guru Maharaj had blessed him, he'd find his way into Guru Maharaj's door. This horse was given over to Pai Paroji and told to Pai Paroji, this day forth, your sarir has become very old, just like mine at this point. And I want you to still come, but come in a manner that you go on this horse so it does the traveling for you. Well, what happened along the way was, as one day, Pai Paro, another point that needs mentioning is that Pai Paro would never have to say to this horse or never use the reins on this horse. All he needed to say, Chal Guru Val. By saying that, go towards the Guru, the horse would start walking. As he sat on this horse this one special day, as they were going to Govindwal, where Guru Amar Das Ji Sache Patshah, the Asansi, where his throne was, as they're making their way to Govindwal, Khalsa Ji, coming there through one village, as they're passing, the horse stopped. Why? Because along the way, the whole tarti was now covered with ants going both directions. By the ants being as an obstacle, the horse saw no other road that it could go around. But Pai Paro, talking to the horse as a sujwan, knowledgeable being, not as a horse, but as the being that was inside, he talked to it. He said to it that you and I both, we can't live without seeing Guru Sahib. So move forward, but it should be done so that not one being that sits within these ants is harmed. Well, what happened then? The horse elevated. Khalsaji, the horse elevated into the air and moved across that whole field of ants. In doing so, a Pathan or Muslim that had been moving, going through that area, witnessed this with his eyes. He saw this person elevate over the ants with his horse. And he said, hey, khuda de bande, mainu vi darshan de ja. And mainu vi aapda banda banala. Meaning, make me your follower. Today, my mind is submitted to you and I'm convinced. Well, the horse came down. And Pai Paro saw that with a shardasi, that he had some devotion inside of him that was called towards him. Though as a Gorsik, it wasn't him, even at the place that he preached, that he would attach anybody to his own feet. His job was to attach to the fountain source, or the source, the Chetan Swarup Paramatma, the one who's causing consciousness within all beings. Well, then Pai Paro told him, he said, Dekh Bandeya, I am also a follower. I can't make you a follower. That's not appropriate. But I can take you to the direction that I'm going in and make you a follower of him that I follow. He followed him. They both went to Govindwal. Matha tekya. And at that time, Guru Maharaj Ji was so pleased. Guru Amar Das Sache Patshah, kade ajja den sade vaste vi aave. That Guru Maharaj becomes so pleased with us. That he wants to just give us everything in this world and in the afterlife. That Guru Maharaj nip prasann hoye Pai Paro naal. He said, Pai Paro, sareer tuhada bahut bird ho gaya, par phir vi mera vi bird aa. Main chahunda, I want to give you something. Par duniya de vich kuch ehi jee cheez dasdi nahi that is worth giving to you for all that you've done. I want to give you as much as possible. I want to give you the Guruship. I'm going to hand over the Guruship And from this day forth, I will sit in your heart and you will be the next guru. Bhai Paro says, Nahi, nahi, sache paatshah. Hey, true king. No. Not for me. Because this guruship is meant for another. And Guru Amar Das, he already knew that his foresight was such that he already knew the guruship was going to go to Guru Ram Das, sache paatshah. Well, what happened at that time? He says, to Bhai Paro, then we will both go. When we leave our bodies, together we will merge with the Creator and we'll sit within the heart of Guru Ram Das Ji. But before that, so that others don't question Guru Ram Das Sache Paatshah, Sodhi Sultan, jaake, test him, ask him questions. So when this comes and it's revealed before everybody, everybody will know that he is the successor, that he is deserving, that nobody will question. Well, what happened? One time, Khalsaji, staying on the same topic, and staying on the same topic so other shabds that are part of our marriage ceremony become apparent to you. Adding meaning so there is no hypocrite part of us left. We move forward when one Gorsik folded his hands, emotional but not making eye contact with Guru Sahib, he comes forward and he says, Tan Sri Guru Ram Das Sache Paatshah, please explain to me, Dil de vich phurna aaya, that there is part of me that wants to know, how did you obtain your guruship? Tusi kis tarah guru sahib bane hai? Kis tarah gurta gaddi tode te biraji hai? How did it come upon you? Guru Ram Das Sache Paatshah ne odon sari sangat nu nihal kita. Everybody went into a state of bliss when they heard Guru Ram Das Ji through a shabd explain a conversation that he had with Bhai Paro Ji, Paramhans, and how he became Guru Sahib. And when you read through Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, when you have that supag, when you have that fortune to sit on Tabya to read, or sit in Sangat, and making your attention the follower of our Guru Shabd, and then you'll come to realize there's certain shabds with such a depth that yet I have no understanding of. But that's why we're going to try to open up this shabd. Not going through the whole shabd, but certain panktiyan to illustrate a conversation that Bhai Paro Ji had with Guru Ram Das Ji. This Sakhi all came about from that point when Guru Amar Das Ji told Bhai Paro Ji, now you go forward and make sure that the Sangat is aware that Guru Ram Das Ji is the successor. And now Guru Ram Das Ji, after a Benti, has put forward a Shabd that is in Tan Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that I'm going to get you to recite after one point that I'm going to make. Before this Shabd, there are four Shabds that come. Well, obviously there's a lot of Shabds that come. But four Shabds that I'm going to draw your attention to. It comes on the 74th, 75th, 76th, and 77th Angs. Theek hai ji? I'm mentioning this so some curiosity will draw you to this Bani. Because all Bani, we want to let it resonate inside of our heart. Now, Khalsa Ji, pay attention. These four shabds on these four angs all start in the beginning as the same. What is that? Pehle pehre ran ke vanjarya mitra. Comparing our life as a knight, as one knight, and that knight having a pehre, that knight being broken into four quarters, and you described as a traveler, as a merchant, or a businessman. A businessman that has come to gain a profit. With what you have in your possession, you are to trade for something priceless and gain that profit and leave after this night. So pehle pehre rehn ke van jaareya mitra. And Guru Sahib, Sache Paatshah, on top of it, calls you a friend. Through this, and dujje pair, tijje pair, chauthe pair, and then samapti. Your whole life, you'll travel through your whole life. The parts that you have already gone by you. The parts that are still to come. Such as married life. And what things you have to watch for in your married life. Then as your married life progresses and your grandchildren come. And your body, your black hair has now turned to white. Your eyes are watering. Your hands are trembling. At that time, you as an individual, as you read through these angs of Guru Granth Sahib Ji that come in Siri Rag, then Khalsa Ji will awaken you. As you read through these four shabds, it's as if four times you have gone through your life. Pay attention to where I'm going now. This four number that I'm talking about. Four times you'll go through your life. Parts that you haven't even experienced, and who knows if your age is written to reach that point. But yet Guru Maharaj paints a picture. And through four times, on the 74th, 75th, 76th, and 77th Ang of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, two of Guru Nanak Dev Ji's Shabds, one of Guru Ramdas Sache Paatshah, and the fourth being of Guru Arjan Dev Ji. But all starting again with the first Shabd as being Pehle Pehre Rehn Ke Van Jaareya Mitra. As you coming through this one life as a one night and four quarters breaking up each division of your life. As your youth, as your adulthood, and then moving on to becoming Buzurg. Breaking it up into four parts. A part when you're a baby and you didn't have any understanding. When you're a child, when understanding came. Married life, and then after becoming old. Four divisions. And then this Shabd comes. When a question would come to Tan Sri Guru Ram Das Sache Paatshah, and a prashan aya, Soti Sultan agge, that Guru Sahib tusi, kis tarah gurgaddi hasil kiti hai? How did the gurtagaddi, Guru Shatr, come on top of you? And Guru Ram Das Ji, keeping in mind of those four Shabds, where you've traveled through your life, now coming to this Shabd, what Guru Maharaj Ji opens up, Haran Kar Dinda Guru Sache Paatshah, of how a conversation happened between Guru Ram Das Sache Paatshah and Pai Paru Ji. What is that? Siri Rag Mahalla Chautha Kar Duja Chant. Chant. Piche bolna. Mund Ayani Payirade. Kyon Kar Har Darsan Pikha. Har Apni Kirpa Kare. Gurmukh Sahurde Kam Sikha. A lot of the vaj comes through a perspective of a woman about to be wed to her husband. And it's been described as a soul bride. Time to time, you'll see these translations come in Sikhi to the max. As a woman, but here, as our jeev, as our soul, none of us sit as a man. All of us sit as this woman trying to unite. A barrier sits, but yet us being a part of Paramatma. A union will take place when this barrier is broken down. And mund meaning this woman that I'm referencing. This jeev, this soul. And remember, this is Guru Ram Das Ji talking now. He's taking the perspective of this woman. That's why I tell you, a lot of the women that are sitting here and across the globe that have appreciated Guru Granth Sahib Ji, they've seen a perspective as they've lived their life devout to their husband. For men, it will become a little difficult to see this perspective. But it doesn't mean that it won't come to them. It will. And it has for all the Pagats that we've named in our past, in the different ages, in this age.
So mund eani. In eani means padarth kar. Then we're going to translate one word at a time. Eani means that you don't know. You don't have any knowledge. And peyirde means your pekekar, meaning your father's home where you as a girl have grown up. Remember, Guru Ram Das Ji is saying it on his behalf. Peyirde means this home that you have in this world. And your saurakar is the home of your husband's where you're going to travel to, is where Akal Purkh is. And Akal Purkh being your husband that you want to merge into. So mundi yani peyirde kyon kar har darsan pikha. Translation, Guru Ram Das Ji Sache Pasha saying as an unknowing girl, he's telling, this is a conversation with Bhai Paroji. He comes to Bhai Paroji and he says, as an unknowing girl growing up within my father's home, I asked to Bhai Paroji, how would I be able to look upon my husband's sight? Darsan pikha. Pikha meaning that how can I see? Pikha meaning to have a vision and see with your eyes. How will I be able to see my husband's sight? An emptiness grows inside of us. It's never fulfilled with worldly desires. And that emptiness makes us unstable. And yet we keep over and over either stuffing our sensory faculties, sensory organs, thinking that we're satisfying. Khalsaji, we aren't. All your anand is sitting right here, what Guru Maharaj Ji has given as his word and as his very form. Now, Guru Maharaj Ji has said this to Bhai Paroji. And Bhai Paroji now would respond, which is paraphrased through Guru Ram Das Sache Pacha, Har har apni kirpa kare, gurmukh saurde kam sikhe. Say, if you want to have a sight of your husband, you can't just go like this. You have to prepare yourself. You know, you have to be able to do household duties. I can't just send you to your saurekar like this. Bhai Paroji, speaking almost on behalf as a father, and Guru Ram Das Ji as a daughter in this picture. Bhai Paroji's words paraphrased by Guru Sahib. The one you remember by reciting repeatedly. I've seen you while doing seva. I've seen you repeating God's name as Har Har, Paramatma, Vaheguru. Bar bar e ratan hunda tuhada, meaning that you repeatedly recite this. Har Har apni kirpa kare. The child, Bhai Paroji says, in a manner as a father giving updesh to her daughter, the child, he recognizes you, child. You're sitting here, Paramatma recognizes you that you're doing simran. He recognizes you came in and mathate. He recognized you the moment that you stepped out of your door and you said that aaj Guru Maharaj Ji de darshan karan challe hain. Har ek kadam, har ek swas, tusi chete karde hain, Maharaj Ji recognizes you. Don't ever think in your head the moment that you said Vaheguru, palekhe de vich vi, saying that or not having full consciousness of what you just said as saying Vaheguru. Yes, even at that point, Guru Maharaj has recognized you. Even when you weren't fully aware that you just said Vaheguru. Maharaj ji tode vich dhyan tarde hai, dekhde hai, mere bachche mainu chete karde hai. Kade aim nahi ho sakda, Maharaj ji doesn't recognize you. He recognizes you. He'll shower his mercy, kirpa kare. He'll shower his mercy upon you when Gurmukh Saurde Kam Sikhe. But first, so your opportunity now, before you can have your husband's sight, is to learn as a Gurmukh on how to perform duties. Then, you as a married woman, remember as Guru Ram Das Ji taking the perspective, and as we are now, as this child growing up in their father's home, being wed off to their husband's home, that we as a married woman can move on to our husband's Sachkhand home. But Saurde Kam Sikhe, pehla we learn our duties, Simran, Tal Seva, Guru Maharaj Ji di kis tarah karni hai. Aina kade hove that we have no idea of what to do in Sikhi, kade hath na Seva ni kiti. ਸਿਮਰਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ, ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਕਦੇ ਉੱਠੇ ਨਹੀਂ, ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਐਕਸਪੈਕਟ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀਜ਼ ਹੋਮ। ਬਾਣਾ ਧਾਰਨ ਨਹੀਂ, ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਛਕਿਆ, ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੋ। ਇਟਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਮੈਰਿਡ, ਆਲ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਟੀਰੀਆ ਨੀਡਸ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਫੁਲਫਿਲਡ। ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਔਨ ਟੂ ਸਟੇਟ ਟੂ ਦ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਸ ਦੈਟ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਿੰਗ ਦ ਹਾਊ ਹੀ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਦ ਗੁਰੂਸ਼ਿਪ। ਹੀ ਸੇ ਸੌਰੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਜੀ, the next pankti piche bolna, saurade kam sikha hai saan di awaaz aave khalsa ji, jo vi prani baithe ha na todi rasna pavitr ho jave, and guru maharaj ji recognize you, saurade kam sikha hai, gurmukh har har sada tyaaye, gurmukh har har sada tyaaye, gurmukh har har sada tyaaye, ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹਰ ਹਰ ਸਦਾ ਧਿਆਏ, ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹਰ ਹਰ ਸਦਾ ਧਿਆਏ, ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਨ ਆਫਟਰ ਭਾਈ ਪਾਰੋ ਸੈਡ ਲਰਨ ਦ ਡਿਊਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਟੂ ਯੋਰ ਹਸਬੈਂਡਸ ਹੋਮ। ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਵਾਈਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਵਾਈਫ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੋਜ਼ ਡਿਊਟੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਇਟ। Well, Maharaji said, then I learned using Gurmukh's sahayata, assistance from Gurmukh's, coming up to him and saying that, what should I do if I want to do Chor Seva? What should I do if I want to learn Kirtan? What should I do when I want to do Jodayan Di Seva? How should I read Gurbani, having Shuddh Santhya from Gurmukh's? And Saurday comes Sikhya. Now Guru Maharaji says, now, then I went on to learn the duties that will take me to my husband's home. As a wife, as a good wife. Saurade kam sikhe. Through the company of Gurmukhs, I learned how to perform duties of worship and seva. And all while I did so, when I did this, I did it through the same panktiyan that we recited. Gurmukh har har sada te aaye. ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਹਰ ਹਰ ਸਦਾ ਧਿਆਏ, ਵਾਈਲ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟਿੰਗ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸਲੀ ਔਨ ਦ ਲੋਰਡ ਓਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਓਵਰ ਅਗੇਨ। ਸੋ ਥਰੂ ਦ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਆਫ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਆਈ ਲਰਨ ਟੂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਦੀਜ਼ ਡਿਊਟੀਜ਼। ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸੈਜ਼, ਨਾਓ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਕਮਜ਼ ਅਪ, because I'm going to skip over a couple of panktis, because in the amount slotted time I wanted to finish, I wanted to come to this one pankti. Then when the preparation was done, where Pai Paroji now had come and told him, kis bidhi nal akal purkh nu mil sakde ha, and how, which way you can meet akal purkh, after himself Pai Paro has said, no, the Gurta Gaddi has to go to Guru Ramdas Sache Patshah. Now, through a vartalap, through a conversation, through this shabd, Guru Ramdas Ji explains that when the preparation was done, I was prepared to go to my husband's home. And as a woman that had grown up in my father's home, father here being the Gurmukhs, the Gursikhs that had taught me, I was prepared, knowing that I can go and appeal to my father or to my husband. I can go on to appeal to my husband because I know how to perform these duties. Then when the preparation was done, on the day of Guru Ramdas Ji received the Guruship, Guruji says, I turned to Pai Paroji. The day of the Guruship, Pai Guru Ramdas Sache Patshah turned to Pai Paroji. And he says to Pai Paroji, who acted as a father throughout this process of unionship, or meaning to merge with the Creator, Guru Ramdas, do you know what words he said? He said, Vyaho hoa mere babula gurmukhe har paya. These are the words of Guru Ramdas Ji. Vyaho hoa mere babula, that your daughter on this auspicious day has been wed to her husband, Akal Purakh. Babala means father. And in a respectful term, referring to Pai Paruji, if you look at the origination of this Shabd. But meaning to Gursikhs that have helped the other Gursikh move forward to merge with the Creator. Vyao hoa mere babala, gurmukhe har paya. Gurmukhe, through Gurmukhs, through the company of Gurmukhs, I've accomplished my purpose. My purpose in life, I've merged with Paramatma. Through seva, simran, and abhyas over and over again, and through the assistance of Gursikh and Sad Sangat, I've merged with the Creator. A marriage has happened. A union has happened. And when Bhagat Kabirji's union happened, he asked Akal Purakh that, will I be separated ever again? And Akal Purakh said, nay, bachya, no, child, you'll never be separated. I'll never let you go through this cycle again. Kimba hoy, will I separate from you? Mahoy, mat homoge, you'll never separate from me, my child, ever again. Now, this Sache Satguru, Tan Tan, Sri Guru Ram Das, Sache Pasha, Sodi Sultan, when he was sitting underneath Dukh Panjani Ber, this is where the first wedding was performed with the Lama. Lama. There are other weddings, Gurmukh weddings that were performed during the time of Guru Amar Das Ji, such as by Such and Such, and Guru Ram Das Ji's wedding. It was performed by doing prakarma all around Guru Amar Das Sache Patsha. And Guru Maharaj would recite Anand Sahib, all 40 pordiya for that Anand Kaaj. But now, through Akal Purakh's hukam, it's been given four lava, four prakarma. And this shabd that we just recited, you'll go through four shabds before you meet this shabd in Sri Rag. Pehle pare ran ke vanjareya mitra. It's as if you do four prakarma of your life and say that, Guru Maharaj ji, tuhade agge nishavar kar ditta, I've sacrificed it before you. Four times, pehle pare ran ke vanjareya mitra. One from Guru Nanak Dev Ji. Maaf karna, two from Guru Nanak Dev Ji, one from Guru Ram Das Ji, and one from Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And then you say to Guru Maharaj Ji, Satguru Charan Samavaneya, that Guru Maharaj Ji the vich merge. And here, when one Garib Sikh came and said that this Pandit, I had given him 25 rupees, and he said now he's up the price to 50 rupees, and that's the only, if I give him 50 rupees, is the only reason why this wedding will be performed. He came crying, because how is he going to wed his daughter off if there's going to be no priest? But Gursikh Pavna, he has a pavna, has an attitude of a Gursikh by coming to Guru Ram Das Ji. Dekho Sodi Sultan. He says, bring the family, bring the boy's side, the groom's side, and bring your side. And let's perform the wedding here. And no money will be taken. Whatever your sharda is will be put towards the Gurukar. But that's totally up to you. They did the lava under Dukh Panjani Ber. This is where the first wedding with the Char Lama were performed. Khalsa Ji, now when Ishwarnath Jogi asked that a householder's life can never be fruitful, Guru Maharaj says that I oppose that comment, and I'll tell you, Mahalla Pella, so girhi jo nigraho kare. That person is a true householder, or a person that has come into a married life. If they want mukti, then they pay attention here. They can achieve salvation. They can achieve union with Akal Purakh, jo nigraho kare. That treat a married life not as a time to complete lust, not as a time to let their sensory organs run free, but nigraho kare, controlling them, controlling their sensory organs. First thing Maharaj Ji states, that after a married life, it's not for you to run off to a honeymoon to go enjoy pleasures that you weren't allowed before. Now you're married, you can do these kind of things. Jo nigrah kare, controlling him. Controlling him because there is a purpose for it. To bring a child that will be committed to bhakti in your life as well too. Jab tab sanjam pikhya kare. Jab tab, having bhakti. But tab meaning that getting up at Amrit Vela. And an austere time, worshipping Akalpur, calling out to him. Pikhya kare. And at that time, calling to Maharaj. Har simran ka chao. Akalpur. Deen Dayal, Kirpa Kar Dije, Nanakar Simran Ka Chao, the Guru Kalpurk Sache Pasha, I have a chao and it pikya deo. Fill this beggar's chola, fill this beggar's hands with what? God's name. That's the only thing in life that will give you any satisfaction. Not from the opposite gender, not from your friends and family. You'll gain it from God's name. So many have, yet so many have dwindled away after they received some bliss, but they couldn't hold on to it. Because the power of Maya, they succumb to the power of Maya, the illusion of the world, which is passing by just like a dream. That's why it's mentioned as one night. Pelle pare ran ke van jareya mitra, four divisions of the night compared to as your life. Pun dan ka kare sarir. That a person give their life over, their body over, as a householder to Guru Sahib, so much so, that if it calls for shahidi, pun daan ka sarir kare. A pun daan ka kare sarir, that they give their life over. They give their life over for seva. They give their diswand over in time and money to Guru Maharaj's pant. A pant that they're part of. So girihi ganga ka neer. Ganga is considered pure at that time. He explains to Ishwar Jogi and to the Panth that person will be then considered as pure as the Ganga or purer than the Ganga. Bole Ishwar Sat Sarup. Maharaji, Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, talking to Ishwarnath Yogi, if you want to know the true form of Akal Purkh who sits inside of you, then don't look to an image. Don't look to a body. Don't look to any material body. Param Tant, main rekhna ru. Param Tant means the supreme essence. The supreme essence or the supreme form of Akal Purkh is he has no form. Param Tant main rekhna ru. He doesn't have any insignia. He doesn't have any mark. And he doesn't have any form. Worship him. But worship him using the ton, the tune, or the sound that's produced by saying his own words. Tun me tyan, tyan me janya. So Khalsa ji, I'm going to skip over because sama samapata, but I'm going to share with you one little small sakhi because I know apna shonk hunda sakhi vaste. If we say this, a lot of it doesn't place in to any memory inside of us and it whispers away. It whispers away or echoes away. So a sakhi for you to remember. There's Hira Harbachan Singh. Another name is Hira Harbachan Singh. And what he did, he was an atheist, but his family wasn't. And when they saw there was an opportunity to change his atheism around, they saw that all night there was a kirtan happening. And they took him. They took him to Sangat. Hira Harbachan Singh came to Sangat, but not willingly. And he was in. He told his family he's not going to go and matha take. And at that time what happened is that it was as if a hunter had shot him. It was as if some teer, an arrow came and struck him. As kirtan was already in process that was going to make its way through that night. Through that night, he fell down on the ground as if a slain bird had fallen to the ground. He came down on the ground. He sat with folded legs. But as he sat and he heard, an atheism started to dwindle away and there was a faith that started to well up inside as his ears finally opened to God's words. Because God now saw that he had come to his door and this auspicious day he was going to merge in with the Creator or start walking at least on the path. That day passed, and he found himself standing in front of the five. Panj Pyare, asking for Amritat. One night changed him. He took Amrit, became a Singh, and then through Kirtan, another Ransabai, he sat, and even when Kirtan concluded, he sat for 3 days in Samadhi. And when Kirtan would resume, he would get up. He would get up to go and Matha Tek with Akal Purkh, with Sache Pasha's Sargun Swarup, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. He would come to Matha Tek before Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and as the Sangat, as a witness that day, his hands went down and he was going to lay straight down on the ground. His body started floating. His body started to wave in the air like a fish in water. It started to waver like a fish in water with his hands still pressed to the ground. The Sangat saw this. The Kirtani saw this. And now the Kirtani stops the shabd that they're playing. And guess what shabd they played? They played the Lama shabds. The Lama, the part that is read at a marriage happening. Because the Kirtani saw that there was a marriage happening that day in front of him. And he saw a voice, or he heard a voice come within him and say that there is nothing else that I'm going to read except the words of Guru Ram Das Sache Pasha, which tells us four stages, and through four stages how you merge with the Creator. Yes, it's a day that two beings come together, but it's also a reminder throughout your life. It is us striving to merge with the Creator, and it's a reminder you'll take with you from that day forth and not let it move past your memory and let it stay instilled in your memory as you remember Akal Purkh and you remember that it's him and no other that we're going to merge with. What he did to Hira Harbhajan Singh inspired others. It was his purvale kaim that this meeting was going to happen. This meeting happened and thousands were witnesses. Countless stories, Khalsaji, like this, countless stories in the Panth. Remember right from the beginning, Guru Nanak Dev Ji wrote the Mahamantra to add meaning. We don't do things with empty. It's our duty to learn the meanings of Guru Granth Sahib Ji and see what kind of khajana. Piyu dade ka khol ditha khajana. That open up your father's treasure chest that he's given you. And watch what treasures are sitting inside in there for you to enjoy and go into ananda. Forgive me if I made any mistakes. Pul chukhima. Malar pul chamo siri nath ramapat. He karuna nid das tuharo. Avgun kot pare aparad. Avagya dokh na nek vicharo. Jo ham poot kapoot sabhi bid. Avgun chuk na das chitaro. Bahenge ki laaj karo mujh. He Bhagavant daya kar taro. Malar mahalla panjwa. He Gobind, He Gopal, He Dayal Lal Rao. Pran Nath Anath Sakhe, Deen Dard Nivar. He Samrath Agam Puran, Mohe Maya Tar. Andh Koop Mapyan, Nanak Par Utar. Paudi He Achyut He Par Brahm. He Purn He Sarv Mein. He Sanghi He Nirankar. He Gobind He Gun Nidan. He Aparampar Har Hare. हे संत के सदा संग हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान श्लोक आए ਕਿਰਪਾ ਨਿਤ ਦਿਆਲ ਏਕ ਅੱਖਰ ਹਰ ਮਨ ਬਸਤ ਏਕ ਅੱਖਰ ਹਰ ਮਨ ਬਸਤ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਜਾਜ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸਰਦਾ ਕਰ ਸੇਵਦੇ ਜੋ ਸਰਦਾ ਕਰ ਸੇਵਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਫਰਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਮੇਡ ਐਨੀ ਮਿਸਟੇਕਸ ਵਾਇਲ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਨਾਟ ਵੈਲ ਵਰਸਡ ਇਨ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਨੋਰ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਡਿਜ਼ਰਵ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਰੈਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟੇਟਿਵ of the Guru Nanak Academy where there's countless people are vidwans and knowledgeable people in the Punjabi Pasha and the English Pasha. And I also ask for forgiveness because today Das's name was announced at the wedding and I unfortunately was absent at that time. Forgive me, I didn't have any intention to offend anybody, nor do I now have any intention of offending anybody. I ask for forgiveness and before I blow fateh, just to let you know, jo jinna ne kirtan karna, oh agge aake saj jaan and das te fateh te uparant, after das blows fateh, kirtan arambh kar den, blow fateh, Waheguru ji ka khalsa, Waheguru ji ki fateh.